Now a logo appears in bold, slanting letters over a green planet. Turner. Now an elegant invitation reads a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer silver anniversary picture. In a logo, a lion with a golden mane sits encircled by a strip of film. Ars Gratia Artis, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Now titles appear. Gene Kelly as Gaby, Frank Sinatra as Chip, Betty Garrett as Hildy, and Ann Miller as Claire in On the Town. This film is described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Leslie Ree Foley. Read by Wendy Sacchettini. Funded by the U.S. Department of Education. More titles with Jules Munchen and Vera Ellen. Florence Bates, Alice Pierce, and George Meter. Screenplay by Adolph Green and Betty Comden. New York, New York, Miss Turnstile's Dance, Come Up to My Place, and A Day in New York Ballet, composed by Leonard Bernstein. Musical director Lenny Hayton. Orchestrations Conrad Salinger. Vocal arrangements Saul Chaplin. Associate producer Roger Edens, color by Technicolor. Director of photography Harold Rawson, ASC. Art directors Cedric Gibbons and Jack Martin Smith. Film editor Ralph E. Winters. Special effects Warren Newcomb. Costumes by Helen Rose. Produced by Arthur Freed. Directed by Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen. Sunrise over Manhattan. A digital clock scrolls across the bottom of the screen. It reads 5:57 a.m. In a naval shipyard, a burly construction worker who wears an orange hard hat and carries a lunchbox meanders along the dock.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet.
Digital time scrolls by, 6 o'clock a.m. Dozens of sailors in dazzlingly white uniforms burst off their ship and sprint across the dock. Three trim athletic sailors grin from ear to ear as they stop to admire the Manhattan skyline. The construction worker watches them with amusement from his crane.
Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been here before.
Ah, what can happen to you one day? What do you think you're going to do?
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
They wave goodbye to the construction worker and stride away. Later, wandering around Manhattan, they cross the Williamsburg Bridge, explore Wall Street, and stop to sample cheese outside an Italian grocery store. They munch apples through Chinatown, grinning at the girls walking by. Later, the three sailors ride the ferry to the Statue of Liberty. Chip, the skinny, boyish, blue-eyed sailor, consults a well-worn guidebook.
Places to visit are so many, so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any. And we got just one day, gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay. In just one day,
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The
The sailors ride the ferry back to Manhattan. Swinging their arms energetically, they jump onto an above-ground subway. Later, led by the athletically handsome Gaby, they jog past Washington Square Park and ride through the city in a cab with their heads popping out of the sunroof. Gleefully pointing out sights as they pass, they pile into a horse-drawn carriage. Later, they ride horses, then bicycles through Central Park. As they roll down Fifth Avenue in another carriage, the goofy-faced Aussie spots the sculpture of Atlas and flexes his muscles. Later, they trot along the roof deck of the Empire State Building.
We've sailed the seas and we've been the world over, been to Mandalay. We've seen the Sphinx and seen the cliffs of Dover, but we can safely say the most fabulous sight is New York in the light of the day, our only day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery down.
Later in Rockefeller Center, their heads swivel in unison as an attractive young woman walks past.
Manhattan women are all in silk and satin, and so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan when you've got just one day. Gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery's down. The people riding all on the ground. New York, New York.
It's 9:30 already. Today is practically gone. We haven't seen a thing yet.
Now, look, I got the rest of the day all figured out. 9:45, the New York City Hall. 10 o'clock, the Cloisters. 10:15, the Planetarium.
Gaby and Ozzie hurry after a girl. Chip looks up from his guidebook.
Hey, fellas, hey! Hey, fellas! Are we going to do any more sightseeing? I never been any place but Peoria. I want to take in the beauties of New York.
And I want to take them out. Back where I come from, all the dames are covered with coal dust.
Another girl.
Wow! Get a load of that!
Not bad.
Not bad? Get him, Mr. Particular. Who you got waiting for you in New York? Ava Gardner?
Listen, I'm going to take my time till I find me a real New York glamour girl. I got a line that mows them down. My home in Meadowville, it lands me the cream of the crop.
Meadowville? You may be a big shot in Meadowville, but don't forget the whole town could fit in that manhole over there.
Yeah, and so could you.
Yeah.
Break it up.
We're wasting the whole day. Why can't we pick up dates and go sightseeing at the same time? See?
Look, 10:30, the aquarium, then 10:45, the natural...
Sure, why not? Ozzie, I got the whole day figured out. 10:30, hello.
Oh, hello.
10:45?
Hold hands.
11 o'clock?
Shall we dance?
With Ozzie as the girl, he and Gaby pretend to waltz.
11:15?
Our first kiss.
Gaby pecks Ozzie's cheek.
11:30?
Wow.
They dash into the Times Square subway station. Chip approaches a man with a newspaper.
Pardon me, sir, but how do I get uptown?
Well, let's see.
A train speeds by.
And there you are.
Puzzled, they approach another man.
I beg your pardon. Is this the uptown platform?
No, it all depends.
Get that?
Yeah, thanks.
Come on.
They step into a subway car and walk toward three empty seats. Just as they're about to sit, three boys slip in behind them. The sailors grin good-naturedly and stand at the back of the car.
What he said? So I said to him, listen, Mr. Godolphin, I will not work overtime in this office no matter what. Whether it's handling the bookkeeping accounts or you.
What he said.
So I said, listen, Mr. Godolphin, you make just one more pass at me, and yours truly's passing right out from the Grand Illusion Girdle Company.
And what did he say?
So I said, if
she spots the eavesdropping sailors.
Hey, one side, fellas.
A subway worker with a poster.
Hey, what are you doing?
Putting up a little artwork. There. Miss Turnstiles for the month of June.
Huh?
Meet lovely Ivy Smith.
Gee, a real New York glamour girl.
A debutante, I'll bet.
She must be pretty important.
No, I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean? Her picture's up all over the subway.
Well, like it says, they pick a new Miss Turnstiles every month. Excuse me.
Hey, look, she's a home-loving girl, but she loves high society's world.
She loves the Army, but her heart belongs to the Navy.
She is studying painting at the museums and dancing at Symphonic Hall.
Gee, she's wonderful.
A celebrity.
Yeah. What a girl. She
can do everything. Look what it says. Meet lovely Ivy Smith. Every month, some lucky little New York miss is chosen from the thousands of girls who ride the subways to be Miss Turnstiles. She's got to be brilliant, beautiful, talented. Just an average girl. This month, the fortunate lassie is Miss Ivy Smith. Yes, you!
In Gaby's daydream, the blonde, brown-eyed Ivy Smith comes to life. Awarded a fur stole, she poses for photographers and conducts interviews.
Though a celebrity, Miss Smith is a home-loving girl.
An ironing board, easy chair, and clothesline pop onto the plain yellow set of Gaby's imagination. Wearing an apron, Ivy irons a frock with balletic leaps. Her husband comes in. Ivy hands him a newspaper and sticks a pipe in his mouth.
But she loves high society's world.
Ivy dashes behind a velvet curtain and emerges wearing a glamorous, strapless bronze gown with a fur stole around her shoulders. Carrying a cigarette in a long holder, she waltzes with several handsome young men in tuxedos, then dances behind a folding screen.
She goes out with the army.
She marches arm in arm with a soldier.
But her heart belongs to the Navy.
And returns in the arm of a sailor.
She studies painting and dancing at Symphonic Hall.
Ivy waves goodbye to the sailor and slips through another door. Now, wearing a burgundy ballet tutu and toe shoes, the trim, shapely Ivy does pliés at a bar while dabbing at a painting on an easel.
She's a frail and flower-like creature. But oh boy, what an athlete!
Now, dressed in tennis shorts and a white sweater, Ivy crouches like a runner about to race. She leaps over several low hurdles, then runs in place, pretending to race two male competitors. She bursts through the tape at a mock finish line and waves her arms triumphantly. A young man hands her a silver trophy. Carrying her prize, Ivy and four young men spin in unison, then march in brisk single file. They stop and bounce off their legs like Russian Cossacks. Ivy tosses aside her trophy and links arms with her teammates in a football huddle. They form a circle and swish their backsides around. They break the huddle. Ivy catches a football and pretends to dodge the young men as they try to tackle her on her way to a touchdown. Now, Ivy puts up her dukes as she faces a young man wearing boxing gloves. Dancing in a circle, she dodges and weaves, then knocks him out. Another opponent charges in. She conks him on the head. He sags to the floor with his legs in a split. Ivy faces another boxer. With every punch and kick, he handsprings backward, then springs back. Finally, Ivy knocks him out. He sags into the arms of his mock trainer, who drags him away. Another dancer joins the fight. Ivy spins him around in a series of backflips, then kicks him in a circle of cartwheels. The dancers rush in one by one. Ivy kicks, punches, and knocks them all out. They collapse in a growing heap. Two attack her at once. She whomps them in the stomach and throws them onto the pile. Another rushes in a series of backflips. Ivy beats him up and adds him to the heap. She jumps onto the pile of defeated dancers and triumphantly crosses her arms with a satisfied grin. The picture freezes. The image appears on the subway poster.
Gee, what a girl.
Hey, cut that out.
Gay! Come on, let's get at it.
Gaby steals the poster. The sailors dash out of the car.
What did you do that for?
I like her. I want the picture for my collection.
Don't worry. That's all you'll have of your collection.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll meet her.
That's impossible. There are over 4 million women in New York City. It'll take you a million years to find her. Why, the law of averages says...
Gaby spots Ivy posing for pictures.
Now, Mr. Smith, you just act like you're putting the coin in the box.
Okay, buddy, out of the way. We're taking a picture here.
Hey, why don't we get one of these sailors in the picture? Stand right here. Now, Miss Smith, if you'll just give him the dime, you put the fare in the box for Miss Smith.
Hey, aren't you Miss Turnstiles?
How did you know?
Well, I saw your picture in the subway, and I...
Oh, you mean you saw my picture?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
But gee.
I'm terribly flattered you liked it well enough to take it with you.
How's that, Max?
Fine. Drop the dime in the box, sailor. Hold it. That's all, Miss Smith.
Thanks, sailor. We're proud of our boys.
Thanks. I'm terribly late now. I'll have to run. Goodbye, sailor. Thanks for posing with me.
Hey, wait!
Ivy hurries onto a subway car. Gaby darts under the turnstile just as the train pulls away.
station.
What?
In a cab.
Hey, why do you have to run into girls all the time?
I'll tell you when your voice changes, Junior.
They bolt upstairs. A taxi sits in front of the station with a driver hidden behind a newspaper.
Taxi! Taxi!
Sorry, no more fares today. I'm turning in the cab. It's overdue.
Oh, please, mister.
She lowers her paper.
Hey, he's a girl. What are you doing driving a cab? The war's over.
I never give up anything I like. Get in.
The subway station.
Huh? It's right over there. You 2 weeks to walk it?
No, the next one uptown.
Oh, all right. But only if he gets up front.
All right, Chip, get up there. Get in there, Chip.
No.
Come on, get going. Hey, hey.
She grins flirtatiously at Chip, who climbs into the front seat. The boxy red and yellow cab pulls into the street.
What's the matter with you, Gabe? You out of your mind?
What's got into you? I ran right into her. You said it couldn't happen, and I ran right into her. The law of averages, huh?
What became of the line of jive that moves them down? The Meadowville special.
Oh, I didn't have a chance. Just watch me when we catch up with her. Hey, lady, faster, please.
Yeah, come on, lady.
For you, anything. What's your name?
Huh? Oh, Chip.
Chip, huh? Bet you can't guess mine.
That's ridiculous. There are over 2 million girls' names registered.
All right, you win. It's Esterhazy. Brunhilde Esterhazy.
Pleased to meet you.
Why don't you come up to my place?
What?
Look, Chip, I've been waiting for you all my life. I knew you the minute I saw you. You're for me. I like your face. It's open, you know what I mean? Nothing in it. The kind of a face I could fall into. Kiss me.
Please, Miss Esterhazy.
Just call me Hildy. Why don't you ditch these guys and come up to my place?
Look, lady, I hardly know you. I've only got one day in town. I want to see all the famous landmarks of the city.
Stick with me, kid. I'll show you plenty.
Hey, here it is.
Oh, yeah. Columbus Circle.
The cab rolls to a stop. The sailors jump out. As they dash down the stairs into the subway station, Ivy Smith emerges from the stairwell and walks right past them, hidden in a crowd of pedestrians. Hildy waits hopefully at the curb. A short man in a uniform stalks up to her open window.
Hey, Esterhazy, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Spud. What's on your tiny mind?
Don't sweet talk me, Esterhazy. This cab is due back in the garage. Bixby's waiting to take it out. Now get in there, I'll have to report you.
Okay.
The sailors return and start to pace back and forth. Hildy follows them in her cab.
We must have just missed the train.
Taxi!
Come on, I bet we find dozens of glamour girls up at Grant's tomb.
Sure!
Taxi, anyone?
You don't want to waste your whole day looking for one girl, Gabe.
Taxi!
And besides, Gabe, you always got the picture, you know. Well, when we get aboard ship, you can hang it up in the locker.
Hey, a picture. Look, fellas, it's full of clues. If I follow them, I'm sure to find her.
What?
But don't you see? She's got to be one of these places. We can track her down easy.
Gabe, what's happened to you?
I don't know. All I know is I got to find this girl.
Get your red hot taxis here.
Wait a minute, fellas. I don't want to spoil your day. You guys go ahead.
What's it say on the card? We do this systematically, we can find her in a couple of hours.
Sure. Well, look, it says she's studying painting in the museums.
Museums?
Well, come on, let's try it.
Well, here I am.
All right, where's the nearest museum?
Museum of Anthropological History.
Okay, let's go.
Only if he gets up front.
Okay. Hey, what's a big idea?
I knew you'd come back. They all come back.
She pinches Chip's chin. Later, outside the museum.
Well, how much do we owe you?
Never mind. Let's run it up a little. I'm coming in with you.
Inside, a professor lectures in front of a massive dinosaur skeleton.
This unique skeleton is the result of 20 years' unceasing labor. This dinosaur roamed the Earth 6 million years ago. Let us move on.
Gaby taps a young woman's shoulder.
Oh, excuse me.
Chip gapes at her. Hildy drags him away, leaving Ozzy standing next to a caveman statue. Ozzy stomps his foot. The woman turns.
Ah! Don't be frightened, lady. They're all dead.
Hold it. It's fantastic. I've simply got to get the two of you together. Oh, my dear, you are priceless.
She snaps his picture with the caveman.
Thank you. How about some cheesecake?
What a lucky girl I am. I've simply got to get your measurements.
Oh, I'm a junior miss, size 11.
Very high-waisted.
Gorgeous.
Now it's my turn.
Ozzy pretends to measure her.
Oh!
He chases her around the statue.
Stop! How dare you?
Oh, I was only playing, lady. What you doing tonight?
Now, just a minute. I want you to know that my interest in you is purely scientific.
Huh?
I'm just a cold-blooded scientist, and I'm writing an anthropological study for this museum. It's called Modern Man. What is it? The name is Claire Hudson.
Pleased to meet you.
I took your picture just now because you look exactly like this Pithecanthropus erectus, a man extinct since 6 million B.C.
I look like that?
Ozzy gulps at the heavy-browed statue.
I look like that.
Oh, now, don't be moody. You made an understandable mistake. And now the head, that sub-super dolichocephalic head. Oh, Sailor, I love you for having that.
Gee, all my life I wanted someone to love me from a sacrodophallic head.
Don't be bitter.
There are many of us left. We had a sacrodophallic class reunion last year. Not many of the old faces around anymore.
Well, that'll be all. You can go now.
Hey, how come a girl like you is interested in this anthropo-whatchamacallit?
Well, you see, it's this way. I've been running around too much with all kinds of young men. I just couldn't settle down. So my guardian suggested I take up anthropology. He thought if I made a scientific study of man, I'd become more objective, get them out of my system, be able to control myself.
Oh, has it worked?
Almost completely.
Claire grabs Ozzy in a passionate kiss.
I was just asking this lady if she knew where I could find this turnstile.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
And I was just doing a bit of research. Dr. Kinsey, I presume. Oh, no, really. I was just telling your friend...
Ozzy.
What a remarkable specimen he is. An exact throwback to the Pithecanthropus erectus.
Hey!
Ozzy poses with the statue.
Hey, look! She's gonna put me in a book!
Holy smoke!
How about that?
Yes, you see, there are all too few modern males who can measure up to the prehistoric. Modern Man is not for me. The movie star and dapper Dan. Give me the healthy Joe from ages ago, a prehistoric man. What has Gable got for me, or Mrs. Johnson's blonde boy Van? I want a happy ape with no English drape, a prehistoric man. Top hats, bow ties, he simply wore no ties. Bare skin, bare skin, he just sat around in nothing but bare skin. I really love bear skin. Some guys care a lot for me, but my excitement they can't ban. Because I still await my primitive mate. We've had a date since the world began. My prehistoric man.
Ozzy makes a caveman face.
No psychoanalysis. He never knew what made him tick. He never paid, it seems, for telling his dreams. Poor prehistoric dick. Jitters, jitters. He never had jitters. No repression. He just believed in free self-expression. I love self-expression. He had honest calluses. He never worked to pile up dough. So unlike you and me, no ulcers had he. Simple and free in the long ago. Prehistoric.
Hildy and the sailors dance around Claire, swinging their arms like apes.
Bebop, bebop. They didn't have bebop. Tom-toms, tom-toms. They sat all day just beating on tom-toms. I really love tom-toms.
As the slender, dark-haired Claire seductively sways her hips, the others resume their ape dancing. Ozzy grabs a drum from an exhibit. Claire tap dances to the beat, rhythmically rocking from heel to toe. Wearing feathers and masks, Chip, Gaby, and Hildy pretend to paddle a canoe. Ozzy jitterbugs with a caveman, a feather skirt wrapped around his waist. Hildy stomps her feet in a native dance. Ozzy carries a club and drags a smiling Claire by the hair. Wearing grass skirts, Chip and Gaby stomp their feet and wave spears. Claire bangs drums with her feet and a gong with her rear end. Banging on drums, Hildy and the sailors hop clumsily from foot to foot. They kneel on the floor. Claire tap dances in front of them.
That's good!
With her green skirt swirling high around her long legs, Claire dances around the gallery with jazzy twirls and lightning-fast taps. Claire sits in the lap of an angular black statue. Carrying their drums, everyone follows Claire into the dinosaur room. Claire shimmies her shoulders and rocks her hips. Claire twirls around and around.
Hey!
Hey! Ozzy swings his arms with excitement and knocks the knee bone off the dinosaur skeleton.
Hey, we better get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
As they dash out of the gallery, the skeleton starts to bounce and shake. The dinosaur collapses in a heap of bones. Everyone escapes outside.
Hey, come on, let's go!
No! They speed away in the cab, now in a police car.
Calling car 44.
That says.
Report to Museum of Anthropological History. Investigate collapse of dinosaur.
Collapse? Why, that's terrible.
What?
She's my favorite singing star, that dinosaur.
Now in the cab.
Gee, the professor at the museum seemed miffed.
How'd you feel if someone broke your dinosaur?
I never had one. We were too poor.
Hildy grins hopefully at Chip.
Well, can I drop the three of you someplace?
No, we're all helping Gaby find Miss Turnstile.
Yeah, let's try all the other museums.
Yeah, we're sticking with you, Gabe. We don't give up that easy.
Well, neither do I.
The clock reads 12 o'clock. The sailors, Hildy and Claire, dash through the crowds at the Metropolitan Museum, then the Museum of Modern Art. Ozzy stops to turn an abstract painting upside down.
Toujours l'amour.
Later in the City Museum, they burst into a classroom and see the naked back of a model posing for a painting class. Chip covers his eyes. The model turns, revealing a skimpy bustier covering her front. At 1:30, they shuffle wearily out of the Museum of Surrealist Art.
Well, at least I'm catching up my culture. Where do we go from here?
Well, it says here she might be at the Symphonic Hall building.
Symphonic Hall?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I want to get something straight. Now you're all going to go to the Symphonic Hall building.
Yeah.
And if Ivy Smith isn't there, you're going to go someplace else.
Sure.
And then someplace else.
Yeah.
And you guys have to be back in the ship at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Uh-huh.
Well, it seems to me if we split up, we'd get farther. I mean, we'd get farther looking for her. I mean, we keep looking, but we look in three different places instead of the same place.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Hildy and I could go to the subway people for some information.
Yeah.
That's a splendid idea. Ozzy and I, we could look Miss Smith up in the social register. I have a copy home.
Yeah. That sounds practical.
Yeah, very practical.
Yeah. Gee, we hate to leave you alone, Gabe.
Yeah, I know you do, kid. It's breaking your heart.
Well, shall we go? Come along, specimen.
Well, we'll all meet at 8:30, huh?
Okay, where?
Top of the Empire State Building, all right?
All right, 8:30.
We'll see what we can get done till then.
Uh-huh. Well, so long.
Good hunting.
Well, which way do we go?
The way of all flesh, Junior. The way of all flesh.
Hildy tears away from the curb.
Well, I guess we pulled that off.
Yeah, I'm glad we're alone.
I'm glad you're glad. It's about time.
Well, where do we go first?
Huh?
Well, now that we're alone, you can take me on that sightseeing tour of the city.
Oh, I was afraid you'd remember that. Okay, quick tour of the city, then up to my place.
Oh, no, then we got to go looking for Gaby's girl.
No, then up to my place. Where do you want to go first?
Well, my grandpa told me, Chip, my boy, there'll come a time when you leave home. If you should ever hit New York, be sure to see the Hippodrome.
The Hippodrome?
Yeah, the Hippodrome.
Did I hear?
hear right. Did you say the hippodrome?
Yes, you heard right. Yes, I said that.
Kildy hits the brakes.
Hey, what did you stop for?
It ain't there anymore. They tore it down, you know, a dozen years ago.
Oh, I wanted to see the hippodrome.
What year is that guidebook anyway?
1905.
1905? No wonder. Don't you realize a big city like this changes all the time? But there's one thing that doesn't change, kid. Come up to my place.
No.
Kildy scowls and starts to drive.
My grandpa saw the girly shows and told me of one special pearl. He said the hottest show in town was called the Floridora Girl.
Floridora Girl?
Yeah, the Floridora Girl.
Did I dig that? Was that Floridora Girl?
Yes, you dug that. That was Floridora.
Chip slips down his seat.
What stop for did you hay?
You may not see that play, that famous girly show for 40 years.
Kildy scowls and starts to drive.
My grandpa said I'd see New York in all its beauty and its power, from the city's highest spot atop the famous Woolworth Tower.
The Woolworth Tower?
Yeah, the Woolworth Tower.
Hold the phone, Joe. Did you say the Woolworth Tower?
I'm still ringing. Yes, I said the Woolworth. Did you stop for hey what?
That ain't the highest spot. Since that old guidebook date, they built up to my place.
Let's go to Cleopatra's Needle.
Let's go to my place.
Let's see Wanamaker's store.
Let's go to my place.
Let's go to Lindy's, go to Luch House.
Kildy chases Chip around
the
car.
Let's see Radio City and Herald Square.
Let's go to my place.
Go to Rubens.
Go to my place.
Go to Macy's.
Go to my place.
Go to Roxy.
Go to my place.
Cloisters.
My place.
Gimble.
My place.
Flatiron.
My place.
Building.
My place.
Hippodrome.
My place.
Later at Hildy's place.
Well, this is it. My little palace.
Gee, it's real homey. Swell view, too.
Yeah, on a clear day, you can see the backyard. Come on, put your bundles down.
He sets down some groceries.
Make yourself at home.
Gee, you know, Hilly, I feel that we ought to really try to find Miss Turnstiles.
Look, Chip, we tried before.
Yeah, we did try.
Sure.
And we'll try again later.
Sure. Much later. Let's try this first.
Well, as long as we tried...
Chip grabs Hildy in a passionate kiss.
Lucy, what on earth are you doing here?
I'm sorry, Hildy. I just couldn't go to work today. I've got an awful cold, and I didn't know you...
Of all the days you picked. Chip, this is my roommate, Lucy Schmeler. She's a grand girl.
How do you do?
Hello, Chip. I'm sorry. I've got to inhale. Excuse me.
She drapes a towel over her head.
Think she'll stay under there long?
Sure, sure. She'll be under there for days.
They start to kiss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh, you know, Hildy, this is just like taking a picture. If I had a camera, I could get the two of you together.
You could do that by just leaving the room.
Oh.
Wearing a bulky robe, the homely buck-toothed Lucy storms into her bedroom. They kiss again.
Shh, 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 shh. Is that you, Chip?
No.
Lucy stands in the doorway, spraying medicine into her mouth.
I gotta get some gargle. I got the gargle.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Lucy! Huh? Would you mind stepping into the other room for a minute, please?
What for?
I'd like to go over some figures with you.
Figures?
The rent, Lucy, the rent.
Oh, Hildy, we paid for it.
They emerge from the bedroom. Lucy is fully dressed.
I'm going out.
With that cold?
I'm going to an air-cooled movie. Hildy said
it'll
that
do your world
a
good, Lucy.
Oh, yes, it will, yes.
Thanks, Lucy. I'll do the same for you someday.
When will you ever get the opportunity?
Goodbye, Miss Schmeler.
Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Chip takes Hildy into his arms. Now Gaby wanders through Symphonic Hall. A professor with wild gray hair emerges from a classroom, immersed in a book.
Ha! Ah, the nightingale.
Gaby moves to the next door. A woman drags out her curly-haired daughter.
But I don't want to be like Margaret O'Brien.
Shh, now be quiet. Just wait till I get you home.
Two damsels. dancers stroll past.
Are you going to audition for Gravity's Band?
No, I'm only interested in classic ballet.
They smile flirtatiously at Gaby. As Gaby pokes his head into another room, Ivy Smith trots upstairs behind him. Later, wearing a black leotard, Ivy warms up at a bar while a gray-haired instructor sits at a piano.
Play it.
But, madam, my parents in Meadowville are so proud of me. They're so thrilled that I'm Miss Turnstile.
Second position.
I know that being Miss Turnstile means nothing, but they think it makes me an important person. Gee, it'd be just terrible if they found out I'm working as a cooch dancer.
Third position. Me, I will not brief a word on them about this, unless I must write them about payments.
Oh, Madame Tilyovska.
Fourth position. Remember, you're a fortunate girl. You study with great Dilyovska, who has taught everyone, from Nijinsky to Mickey Rooney. Fifth position. I will make you big star. I am best teacher this night of the hall. And now, my special exercise for the balance. The upside down frappe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ivy stands on her head and crosses her feet back and forth. Madame Dilyovska goes to a brass tea samovar.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Very good.
The matronly teacher lifts the lid and pulls out an empty liquor flask.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Pardon me, my dear. I will be gone only a short while.
1.
Keep practicing.
3.
Practicing.
1.
Practicing.
Yes, madam.
Gaby reaches the door just as Madame Dilyovska opens it.
Clumsy Marina, look where you're going!
Gaby peeks in and tilts his head upside down to see Ivy's face. He rushes in and leans down next to her.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey!
Ivy lowers her feet and stands up.
Gentlemen should always knock.
It's you, Ivy Smith.
And what if I am?
I knew I'd find you. Don't you remember me?
I'm afraid we haven't had the pleasure.
Well, I'm the sailor who posed with you in the subway.
Oh, of course. I dimly recall. One meets so many people.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you do.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm busy.
Listen, Ivy. You know, it was funny me bumping into you like this. I just happened to be passing Symphonic Hall, and I said to myself, Gabe, my boy, that's my name, Gaby, why don't you drop in and have a look-see at the girls? Well, I had an hour to kill, so I thought I'd give some lucky little chick a break. If you play your cards right, it could be you.
What in heaven's name were you driving at?
Well, I'm a pretty special guy, and you're a pretty special girl, so why don't you and me do some fancy stepping tonight? Taking the swank spots. You know, El Morocco, Store Club, Roseland. How about it?
Of all the uncouth nerve. Leave at once, you sailor, you.
Miss Smith, don't get excited.
Of all the insulting lies, do you think I go on with just any old sailor I've never even seen before? Please, leave at once. I'm very busy. I have a singing lesson upstairs, and I've got to change.
She slips behind a folding screen.
Okay, sister, it's your loss.
Gaby ducks as her leotard swings over the edge of the screen. He bows his head and starts toward the door, then comes back.
Look, I want to apologize for everything I just said. I thought I'd pull that fancy line on you, but it didn't work. Well, I didn't just drop in here accidentally. I've been looking for you all day, ever since I met you.
Ivy peeks behind him.
Really?
Yeah, and then finding you like this, I guess I lost my head. I threw that big shot stuff at you because I thought it was the only way I could impress a big celebrity like you. You probably got millionaires, society guys running after you all the time.
Oh, yes. By the droves.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I bothered you. I guess I'm a little out of my depth. Us small town guys must sound pretty silly to a native New Yorker like you.
Oh, yes. When one is a native New Yorker, small towns seem so provincial.
Yeah, well, back home in Meadowville, Indiana, we don't get to meet girls like you.
Meadowville?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of it?
Oh, no. Well, I probably learned about it in geography.
Oh, I doubt that. The population's only 18,000.
Well, that's not so small. I mean, well, they're all people, just like anyone else.
Yeah, that's right.
I think a small town's all right. It's nobody's fault if they're from there. They're usually born there.
Sure.
We big city folk must never forget that the small towns are the backbones of the American civilization.
Hey, that's just a phrase Miss Hodges used in my American history class.
Oh, did you have Miss Hodges? I mean, Hodges, such a funny name.
Yeah.
Well, I...
Oh, well, tell me more about this place, Meadowville.
You really want to hear about it?
Yes.
Well, there's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go. Come walking with me. I want you to see our main street.
They stroll hand in hand.
You'll know the whole town by just walking down our main street. There's the corner where the boys hang out. As each girl goes by, they rate her, whistle and try to date her later. Baby, are you going steady? And then we can stop and chat with a cop on Main Street. He made an arrest way back in 1903. He'll ask me who is the pretty stranger, how proud I'm gonna be when you walk down Main Street with me.
Smiling, Gaby and Ivy dance side by side with easy, carefree steps. They imitate each other, then dance in unison. They sweep their feet from side to side in a wide skip. Ivy wears a red dress with a pleated skirt and checkered vest. Arm in arm, Gaby and Ivy trip lightly across the studio floor. They beam at each other with wide, delighted smiles. Gaby stands behind Ivy and wraps his arms around her tiny waist, matching her steps fluidly. They separate and skip around the studio, swinging their arms like playful children. Gaby taps one foot and motions for Ivy to imitate it. Grinning, they take each other by the hand and dance across the studio as if strolling down a sidewalk, their steps in perfect unison. Ivy takes Gaby's arm as they slow to a walk.
How proud I'm gonna be when you walk down Main Street with me.
Gosh, Ivy, Miss Smith, do you think that... Would you go out with me tonight?
Oh, no, I'm afraid a date is quite out of the question. I'm busy.
One of your rich boyfriends?
Oh, yes, one of them or other. But how long are you going to be in town?
Oh, just today. I've got to be back in the ship tomorrow morning.
Oh. Gaby, I'd love to go out with you tonight.
What?
I have a big society party to go to, but I'll break the engagement.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, gee, shall I come and get you?
Oh, no, I'll meet you.
Oh, good. 8:30?
8:30.
What is here going on?
Oh, Madame Zelyovska.
I beg your pardon. Is this a friend of yours?
Well, not exactly.
Leave at once, young man.
Oh. Well, goodbye, about 8:30.
8:30.
On your way, Bellbottom.
Oh, Madame Zelyovska, I'm going out with him tonight.
In the hallway.
Where?
Gaby runs back. Ivy throws open the door.
We forgot say where? Top of the Empire State Building.
But it's so high up.
Oh, it won't seem high to me. I'm in the clouds right now.
Ivy beams at him, then reluctantly retreats into the studio. Gaby drops a grateful kiss on the door jamb, then starts down the hall with a goofy grin and wobbly knees.
You will not keep that date. You will be at your job at Coney Island tonight.
Oh, but Madame Jelyovska, just this once.
A Meadowville in the honor. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What are you doing?
I am composing letter to your parents.
Oh, no!
I will be at Coney Island tonight at 12. And if you're not there at that time, I shall regretfully have to mail you.
Oh, Madame Jelyovska, you wouldn't do that.
Why not?
But I have to meet him. I'll leave him at 11:30.
You would better leave him at 11:30 or...
Madame Jelyovska waves the threatening letter. Ivy turns toward the window with a troubled frown. Nighttime. The clock reads 8:30 p.m. On top of the Empire State Building, Hildy stands by grumpily while Chip stares through a telescope.
Hey, look, there's Grant's tomb. I can see it just like in the pictures. I see. It says it was built in 1897 and more than 15 million people have seen it. How do you like that? Hey, this thing's quit. You got another dime?
What do you want a dime for? You can see me for nothing.
Oh, I got one.
Chip swings the telescope around. Hildy ducks out of the way.
Gee, look, there's Symphonic Hall. And it's so close, too. Oh. You know, Hildy, I feel kind of guilty about Gaby. He's my pal, and he looks after me. I mean, maybe we should have looked for Ivy Smith.
Here we go again. I tell you, we never could have found her.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He turns back to the telescope.
Wow, there's the George Washington Bridge and the Music Hall. Gee, why didn't I come up here sooner? I wasted my whole day away.
Thanks a lot.
Hildy stalks away. Chip follows her.
Oh, gee, Hildy, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Ron, get back to your telescope. You two make a lovely couple.
I really don't want to look through the telescope. I'd rather look at you.
All right, whisper sweet nothings in my ear. Like the population of the Bronx or how many hot dogs are sold in the last fiscal year of the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, please, Hildy, don't be mad. I like you. I think you're very pretty. You're the prettiest cab driver I've ever seen.
Tell it to your guidebook. It means more to you than I do.
Chip tosses the book over the edge.
There.
Chip, you care. Why didn't you tell me?
Gee, I don't know. I'd like to whisper sweet nothings.
Those words that everyone knows. But my thoughts get mangled, and all the words get tangled. But since you ask me, here goes. You're awful, awful good to look at. Awful nice to be with, awful sweet to have and hold. You're nothing, nothing if not lovely, nothing if not dazzling, nothing but pure gold. You're frightening, frightening me when you say that you might go away. You're boring, boring into my heart to stay. You're cheap, dear, cheap at any price, dear. Cheap for such a diamond, cheap for such a pearl. What I said before, I'll say again. You're awful, awful nice to be my girl.
Chip kneels and kisses her hand.
You're old, dear, old with worldly wisdom. Old like Gorgonzola, old like vintage friends. Champagne, you're so-so,
so-so, kind of charming. So-so, kind of witty. So I can't explain.
Can't stand you. I can't stand you to give some fella the eye. Can't see you in the arms of another guy who needs you. Needs you to distraction. Needs you till he's crazy. Needs you rain or shine. I'm the one who needs you, and I think you're awful.
They kiss.
Awful nice to say you're mine.
They hold each other in a close, tender embrace.
Chip! Yowly!
Ozzie and Claire step out of the elevator.
Ooh, glad I didn't join the Air Force.
Did you find Miss Turnstiles?
Not exactly, but I looked.
Yeah, I looked too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tough luck not finding her.
This must be the place.
Gaby!
Hiya!
You!
You think they hadn't seen each other in 12 years.
Hiya, Claire. Hiya, Hi. Hildy. Well?
Well,
Gabe, I try to find her. We looked all over, but let's face it, the town's too big.
Sure, sure. Say, what's the matter? You get into a fight?
Lipstick.
How'd that get there?
Say, you know, Gabe, I saw it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, just for flash, though.
Where?
In Yonkers, Yonkers.
Yonkers?
Yeah, a lot of photographers around.
A lot of photographers.
Oh, yeah, I just had a quick flash of it, and then I lost it.
Lost her.
Town's pretty big, Gabe.
Too big. Well, look, fellas, don't worry about me. I'm all booked up for tonight.
Yeah? Nice girl?
Sure. Ivy Smith?
No, Miss Turnstiles?
What are you trying to put
No, help me, fellas. I found her. She ought to be here any minute.
The elevator door opens.
Hey, look, cop.
Jack, everybody.
I'm sure he's up here, that sailor. Looks like the statue of Pithecanthropus.
Come on, we'll take a look around the building.
The sailors peek around the corner.
Hey, that's my boss. Here, try these for size.
Do you recognize the other guy?
The professor from the museum.
He seems to be looking for someone.
Guess who, specimen?
Oh! Hey, what am I going to do? I've got to hide. Where am I going to hide?
There's no hiding place up here.
Come on. My dinosaur, ruined. He broke it. Look, sailors.
Chip and Gaby lean against the edge with Claire in between.
Having fun, kids?
Yeah, swell view from up here.
You sailors happen to know another sailor? A fellow who goes to museums?
Museums? Please. Sailors got other ways of studying natural history.
You haven't seen another sailor hanging around here, have you?
They dangle Ozzie over the edge.
Oh, no. No, we haven't seen anyone hanging around here.
What's the matter with you?
The altitude. It makes me sleepy.
Everyone pretends to yawn.
Professor, you say this sailor was at the Museum of Anthropological History today about 11:30.
Yes.
And you're
Ozzie finds a ledge to stand on and lets go of their hands.
Black hair, blue eyes, about 5 feet 11 inches tall.
Gaby and Chip grope frantically for Ozzie, then grab each other's hands.
Oh. We're looking for 3 sailors and a lady cab driver.
A lady cab driver? How revolting. Claire, did you ever...
Hildy wears big glasses and a buck-toothed smile.
You haven't seen him, huh? Well, come along, Tracy. I guess they're not up here.
Awe-inspiring, isn't it? Majestic. That's what it is. It does a man's soul good to...
Come on, Tracy.
Chip and Gaby pull up their hands, clasped together.
What's the matter, fellas? Lose something?
Oh, you poor darling, you brave thing.
Why didn't you get rid of them sooner? All these elves in the air could get my wings for this.
You can also get a striped suit. Let's get out of here.
No, no, I gotta wait for Ivy.
Ivy? I don't believe you met her at all. Where is she?
I don't know. She had some big society affair to go to tonight. Maybe she had trouble breaking it.
Society affair? What does he think Miss Turnstiles is?
Oh, you think she's a big celebrity. Why tell him she's nobody? Just one day in town.
Oh, I get it.
Let's get started.
I don't know what could have happened to her. She promised me she'd be here. Ivy!
Gaby! Oh, I'm sorry I'm late.
Gee, I thought you'd never get here.
Well, I had a lot of trouble breaking my engagement, but I'm glad I did.
Me too. Oh, well, here she is, Miss Turnstiles.
Well, what do you know? It's
Gee. Ivy, this is Hildy, Claire, Ozzy, Jim, Ivy Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off on a lark. I've got one suggestion before we embark. There are lots of nice things to do in the dark, but let's not go rowing in Central Park. Whoa, 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 we're going out of town.
New York, we're riding on a rocket. Gonna really sock it, because tonight's the night.
The girls jump in.
We're going on a toot. We're gonna raise a riot.
The guys leap over them.
The Brooklyn Bridge, we'll buy it. And hit the heights tonight. Get high as kites tonight.
Girls sit in the guys' laps.
Let the light of dawn get us down. We're really living, Jack. We're going on the town.
Stop, fellas!
Ozzy points to the harbor.
What are we saying? Look over there, the fleet.
Doesn't she look sweet?
What did we leave it for?
What are we doing on shore? We're simply crazy about the Navy.
How's that?
We love it more than we can say.
How nice!
We get lots of good fresh air.
Uh-huh.
The ocean is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we hate to get leave and go away.
It's just so touching. Hear them say, hate to get a leave and go away. Hate to leave the ship where life is play all the live long day.
Just think what we could be doing today. We could be swabbing the decks, sweeping the bunks with a broom. We could be shoveling tons of coal down in the boiler room. Got news, we got those shore leave blues.
It's just so touching. Hear him sob, he won with a pretty little deck to spot.
Especially me. I'm Mr. Chow.
And that's not all, my friends. Just think of this.
Travel.
Adventure.
See the world.
The sailors kneel in front of the girls, who steal their white caps and dance around them in a jazzy jig. The sailors jump up, and the three couples twirl around the rooftop in an energetic polka. Then, in single file, they march toward the elevator.
The Navy, the Navy, absolutely nothing does it lack. And in the morning, tomorrow morning, they'll have to come and drag us back. On a spree, on a tear, we're going north, south, east, west, everywhere.
They jump into the elevator, which races to the ground floor. Guys leapfrog their girls.
Taking back the traces. We're gonna do the places we've never done before.
They take back their caps.
We're going on the loose. We're blowing all our going. And we keep right on going. As if no one before had any fun before. Hush, hush, swash, swash, Bruce and Sellers.
March down the sidewalk, arm in arm. 9:30 p.m. They arrive at the smoky, crowded Club Samba Cabana.
Listen, we've been crowded.
Leave it to me. Hey, wait, a table for six, please. Best you've got.
I'm sorry, sir. We are all fill up.
All fill up, huh? I hear that's what they always say in New York. Well, Count, you better start scraping and bowing now, because the lady I have with me happens to be none other than the famous Miss Turnstiles.
Oh, Gabe, please.
Miss Turnstiles? What are you talking about? No room.
Hey, you heard me. Miss Turnstiles for June, Ivy Smith.
What is this, Miss Turnstiles? Go away, sir.
Claire and Hildy approach the maitre d'.
Hey, Francois,
yes,
build us
madame.
A table, will you?
I'm sorry, madame, there are no tables.
She slips him some money.
Of course, madame, a table, surely. Garçon, table.
You see that girl over there? Make a big fuss over her. Miss Turnstiles.
Miss Turnstiles, what is that?
Never mind, just make a fuss.
Hildy slips him another bill.
Oh, Miss Turnstiles, we are so proud and happy to have you here. Please come in. Our home little establishment welcomes you with wide open doors.
They wind their way through the crowd past dancers dressed in flamenco costumes. A waiter sets up a small table next to the swinging kitchen door. Ozzy sits down. A palm frond hangs right in front of his face.
Hey, you see? It works like a charm.
Oh, it was nothing, really.
Gosh, this is a great table, huh?
Yeah.
These girls are pretty.
Francois brings menus.
Well, folks, what will it be?
Well, that's a Say, what's in this? Explodo Pomerino. Sounds good.
Four kinds of rum. Brandy, grenadine, lime juice, papaya juice, the white of one duck egg. Only 12 to a customer.
How about this one? Dreamland Nightmare.
Vodka, champagne, prune juice, floating chopped chives.
He'll have a beer.
Yeah, beer all around.
A shapely redhead falls into Chip's lap.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't really mean to sit on your lap. I hope y'all aren't hurt, but I was pushed.
Scram.
Hey, look.
A male dancer swings his partner through the air by her legs.
Look out, it's coming down.
The beer arrives in half-full mugs covered with foam.
Ah, just what I wanted, a mug of solid glass.
The women in the floor show form a chorus line.
That's all there is, folks, so good night to you. We hope you like our Samba Cabana review.
They file off the dance floor, swinging their hips right past the sailor's table. The last girl in line juts out her hip at Chip.
Dance before the stampede starts. All right, specimen, let's go primitive.
Ooh!
Ozzy dodges a flying violin bow.
Just a minute, Ozzy. Oh, Francois.
Yes, madame?
Champagne. Compliments of the house.
Oh, yes, madame. With pleasure. Compliments of the house.
Francois takes Claire's money. Ivy and Derby sit alone at the table.
So, luckily we got leave when we hit here, otherwise I'd...
Champagne for Miss Turnstiles. Compliments of the house.
Thank you. Isn't that nice?
Gee, that's terrific. Gosh, I guess this happens to you all the time, wherever you go.
Oh, yes. On and off. Well, what shall we drink to?
Let's drink to New York.
New York.
They gaze at each other over the rims of their champagne glasses.
You know, it must be so exciting in the Navy. You go all over the world from one big city to another. See all kinds of strange places. You meet all kinds of girls.
Yeah, well, when you only spend a short time in some place, you don't want to get too involved with any one particular girl. I mean, you might never see her again.
Oh, of course, it's best to just have a good time and not think about tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, when we push off tomorrow, I guess this will all seem like a dream. That's why I think it's silly to get too involved. Because...
Oh, I know. Getting involved, it's so... So... involving.
A passing waiter bumps Gaby into Ivy.
Hey!
With their faces inches apart, Gaby and Ivy gaze into each other's eyes. They press their lips together in a fleeting kiss.
Oh, Ivy.
They press into a deeper kiss, then part.
Wait! Don't tell us. You were just asking this young lady where you could find Miss Turnstiles.
Look! Champagne! Yeah, the guy just came over and said champagne for Miss Turnstiles. Compliments of the house.
Gee, real champagne?
Yeah, not cream soda, not celery tonic, but real champagne.
Oh, this is great. I never had champagne before.
Ozzie, if you say the bubbles tickle your nose, I'll drown you. Well, let's have a toast.
All right. This one's for the boys. Here's to the girls we found in the great big city.
And this one's for the girls. Here's to being found.
Oh.
Later at the Club Dixieland, the clock reads 11:15 p.m. The dancing girls file off the floor. The last one juts her hip in front of Chip and scurries away.
Come on, honey, let's dance.
Dance? We just go out and get crushed to death.
What a way to die.
Ivy and Gaby hold each other close as they dance cheek to cheek.
Ivy, I didn't mean what I said about not getting involved with a girl I may never see again.
No?
No. This isn't just one of those things where a sailor picks up a girl for just one day. I have a feeling I'm going to see you again.
Oh, Gaby, I'm so glad you said that.
Oh, I know you're glamorous and famous, Ivy, and maybe you came along tonight just to be nice to a guy on leave.
Oh, that's not true, Gaby. I came along tonight because I wanted to be with you more than anything else in the world.
Honest?
Yes, Gaby.
Oh, then I know we're going to see each other again. In the meantime, we have the whole night ahead of us. It's only 11:30 now.
11:30?
Yeah, what's the matter, Ivy?
Oh, Gaby, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Ivy, what is it?
Gaby, I have something to tell you.
Hey, Gabe! Gaby! Hiya, Gabe!
Hey, Simpkins, Kowarski! Say, there are two guys from my ship.
Gaby!
Ivy, I want them to meet you in person. Wait here, I'll bring them right over.
But, Gaby...
I'll only be a second.
Gaby rushes over to the table.
Hiya, fellas!
Oh, hello, hello!
How's the big town treating you, huh?
Not bad, not bad. Daisy, Ella, Gabe.
Hello, girl.
Well, how's the Meadowville Menace doing? Mowing them down?
Fellas, I hit the jackpot today. Nothing much, just the most famous girl in New York City.
Yeah, who you out with? The Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, twice as famous. Miss Turnstiles for June.
Yeah, who's that?
Who's that? Are you kidding? Why, her picture's up all over the subway on billboards.
Yeah, where is she?
Right over here. Come over to the table. I'll give you a break and introduce you. Come on.
Excuse us, girls. We'll be right back. Excuse us.
The grass is always greener, if you know what I mean.
Hey, how'd you meet a dame like that anyway?
Magnetism, boys. Sheer magnetism. She was drawn to me. Well, she must have gone to powder her nose. She'll be back.
Sure,
in a...
yeah.
He sees a note left on the table. His face falls.
I'll introduce you later, fellas.
He rushes out. The sailors shrug at each other. Outside, Gaby searches the street with a desperate gaze.
Gabe!
Oh, well, I just stepped out for a bit of air.
Yeah, we read the note.
Oh, too bad, Gabe.
What do you mean, too bad? As a matter of fact, I'm kind of relieved. You know these famous gals, so stuck on themselves. Who needs them? Now that I'm on my own, I'll have me a real time. So long, girls. See you back at the ship, guys.
Wait a minute, Gabe. Why don't you stick with us? You could get another date.
Now, fellas.
Come on, Claire will get you a date. Hey, Claire, how about a girl for Gabe?
I don't know any girls.
Wait a minute. I can get you a date. My roommate, Lucy Spieler.
What?
She's a nice girl. She hasn't been out in years. She's swell, Gabe. You'll like her.
Yeah, you'll like her, Gabe.
How about it? I can go phone her right now.
Sure, why not? The night, young. Come on. We'll paint this town pink, green, and yellow. Get in there. Come on.
Yowlee!
They pile into the cab. Ozzy pops out of the sunroof. Later at the Shanghai Club, the clock reads 12:30 a.m.
That's all there is, folks, so good night to you. We hope you like a little Shanghai review.
The Asian chorus line files off the dance floor. The last girl juts out her hip and scurries off.
How you doing, Gabe?
Great.
Not thinking about the Miss Turnstiles, are you?
Who's that? Never heard of her. Bottoms up. Say, where's that heavy date you promised me?
Yeah, let's keep it, Miss Spieler.
I don't know. She should be here by now. And I told her about Gaby on the phone when she was out of the house before I could hang up.
Playing hard to get, huh?
Well, where is she?
Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Oh, hello, Chip.
The sailors rise slowly to their feet. Their mouths drop open. Chip tries to smile.
Well, now we've all got dates. Lucy, this is Claire, and this...
Oh, don't tell me. I know. I bet you're Gaby.
No, he's the lucky fellow.
Oh. The luck of the Irish. Won't you sit down, Miss Schmeler?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Gesundheit.
That's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me.
Here, you got a cold, huh?
Oh,
just got a little sniffle.
Nothing a ton of penicillin won't cure.
But it's not catching. No, not even if you get real close.
Gaby shoots Chip a cold, furious glare.
Come on, Hildy, we better dance.
Let's go, Claire.
Well, have a drink, Miss Schmeeler.
No, I don't mind if I do. You know, I was planning a quiet evening at home, but when Hildy called and said that the Navy was in distress, well, I just flew. Hildy can tell you I'm just a streetcar named Impulsive.
Well, here's to...
Here's to us.
She sips her beer.
Mine is strong. Did you see The Lost Weekend?
See it? I feel as though I was in it. I mean, until you came along, Lucy.
Oh, that calls for a real toast. Let's pretend this is champagne.
Champagne?
Yes, and we'll do the real old-fashioned champagne toast. Now, let's interlock arms.
No, really, I don't...
Oh, come on. It's so viennese.
Hey, Gabe! Hiya!
Oh.
Gaby buries Lucy's face against his shoulder.
It's a small world, eh?
Hello, fellas.
Well, how about that introduction?
Oh, go away, guys. Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, come on. Give us a break. We want to see the most beautiful gal in New York.
Yeah, we want to meet the little bombshell, too.
Come on, fellas. You know how...
Oh, Gaby, you're smothering me. Hello.
Hello.
The stunned sailors gape at Lucy.
Miss Schmeeler, this is first-class seaman Simpkins and Kavarsky.
Pleased to meet you, miss.
Yeah. We've been looking forward to this. It'll give us a lot to talk about back on the ship, won't it, Gabe?
Yeah.
Well, so long.
Bye-bye.
Magnetism. That's what it is. Sheer magnetism.
The sailors smirk at Gaby as they walk away.
Goodbye! Oh, they're sweet.
Yeah. Excuse me a minute, Lucy. I gotta get some cigarettes.
The others head back to the table.
I don't think Gaby's very happy about this.
Amazing. Amazing deduction.
Hey, look.
Gaby sits alone at the bar, his head bowed and shoulders sagging. His friends swagger past him like cowboys.
Drinking alone, partner? We don't like that around here.
We don't.
It's like you're trying to ditch us, partner.
Well, you can't get away with it. Reckon you're stuck with us.
Yep, we're your pals, pal. Oh, when you feel downhearted, you must remember this. Things never are as bad as they could be. When friends have all departed, there's one you'll never miss. I'll be right with you. You can count on me.
Yeah, you can count on me.
They count on their fingers.
You can count on me.
As the adding machine once said, you can count on me.
If you committed murder and got caught like a dope and had to hang until your life was done, I'd holler, go no further, boys, fetch another rope. I'm hanging with him, I'll stick to your son.
Yeah, I'll stick to your son.
I'll always be beside you.
I'll stick to your son.
We'll go through life together. Fly. I'll stick to your son.
Yeah.
They dance around Gaby, who chuckles with a sad smile.
Stick to you. Stick to you. Stick to you.
I'll stick to you.
Oh. Oh, if you miss your mother a million miles from home, oh, think of how you once clung to her knee. Although there is no other on land or sea or foam, when you're in town, kid, you can cling to me.
They sit in a line on each other's knees.
Cling to me. Cling to me.
Cling to me. Cling to me.
You can cling to me.
Lucy falls off.
Through a lot of foolery, you lost your last red cent. I wouldn't even stop to ask you why.
Ask you why.
I'd pawn my mother's jewelry. I'd steal my sister's rent. It's all for you, kid. You can milk me dry.
You can milk me dry.
The three sailors line up and hoof a soft chew.
As the cow to the farmer said,
you can milk me dry.
Slap their feet like stomping horses, then dance in a circle. Lucy grabs Gaby and tangos with him.
If on an island we two were cast astray, I'd make it into paradise indeed. If rescue came, you'd only shriek at them, go away, because you'd find that I am all you need.
Shoves him onto a table.
And the door told the pastry cook, I am all you need. You can count on me.
The others grab Gaby by the arms and legs and spin him around like a pinwheel. Lucy ducks as his limbs fly overhead.
You can count on me.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
They all pile onto the table, which immediately collapses. 2:30 a.m.
Oh, this is where I live.
Oh.
Oh, it was very nice of you to take me home.
Well, that's all right, Lucy, and thanks.
Would you like to come up for a minute?
No, I guess not. The others are waiting for me. Besides, I'm not very good company tonight. I guess I showed you a pretty dull time.
Oh, no, I had a marvelous time. At last, I have something to write in my diary. I've been using it for laundry lists.
No, really, I'm sorry about tonight, Lucy. You know, somewhere in the world is a right girl for every boy. I guess I found the one for me before I even met you. I tried, but I can't forget her. Don't you worry. You'll find your guy. You're a nice girl, Lucy.
He kisses her gently on the cheek.
Good night.
Oh, you bad boy. Now I won't wash my cheek for a year. Good night.
Lucy rushes upstairs and disappears through her front door. Idly tossing his cap in the air, Gaby wanders away from the stoop wearing a sad, troubled frown. He strolls past a billboard painted on the side of the building, then does a double take and stops to read it.
A Day in New York. A comedy in 3 acts.
With a wistful frown, Gaby leans against the wall and starts to daydream. The scene dissolves to a stage backlit with a silhouette of the Manhattan skyline. Gaby and two dancers dressed like sailors run out onto the top level of a two-tiered stage, their arms spread in wonder. Followed by a spotlight, the three dancers leap through the air and slide across the stage in a series of athletic twirls as they pretend to see the city. The other two dancers vaguely resemble Chip and Ozzy. They jerk their heads in surprised unison as two leggy women dancers appear on stage, wearing clingy dresses with high-slit skirts. The women slink across the stage, boldly swaying their hips and flirtatiously waving gauzy handkerchiefs at the sailors. The two other sailors start to dance with the women. Gaby cuts in on the Aussie character. The woman waves her handkerchief in front of Gaby, who goes weak in the knees. Aussie kicks him aside. Gaby slides straight into the poster of Ivy. Mesmerized, Gaby kneels next to the poster and points from Ivy to himself. He starts to daydream. now, silhouetted against a red wall by a round spotlight, Ivy practices at a bar, wearing her black leotard. She sees Gaby and pauses. Gaby rushes toward her. They dance separately at the bar, winding themselves over, around, and under it, mirroring each other's movements. Gaby and Ivy sway toward each other, then pull apart. Ivy lifts one leg onto the bar and wraps her arm around Gaby's neck, then slides her entire body onto the bar. Gaby leans backward and slowly falls away from her, placing the bar between them. They dance closely without touching, their stark shadows echoing their movements on the red wall. They finally embrace. Gaby lifts Ivy off her feet and spins her around in a slow, sensuous circle. They gradually sink to the ground in each other's arms. Ivy rises quickly to her feet. She gives Gaby her hands. They kiss gently, then reluctantly pull apart. Backing away from each other, they turn to exchange one last lingering glance. The spotlights dim. Now, Gaby skips onto the stage wearing a goofy grin. He kneels in front of Ivy's poster and gives her picture a kiss, then jumps to his feet and dances with the poster like a partner. He leans his cheek against the poster and spins around in joyous circles, gazing at Ivy's picture with a dreamy smile. Cradling the poster in his arms, he dances around the lower stage with weak-kneed hops. Gaby places the poster on the higher stage and dances in front of it, clicking his heels from side to side. He holds onto the stage with his arms and kicks his legs as if he were floating, then picks up the poster and puts kisses on Ivy's picture with his fingertips. Ivy appears on stage. Gaby runs to embrace her. The other couples appear. The men leap off the higher stage, land, then return with a daring mid-air twist. The women shimmy their shoulders and strut back and forth with a bold, jazzy step. The men join them on the lower stage in a variation of the Charleston. The men swing their partners around in a carefree circle. Then the other two couples wave goodbye and dash off stage. Gaby and Ivy jump onto the upper stage and swing each other around by the elbow. They spin, slide, and dance around each other in a playful, energetic romp with high kicks and outspread arms. Gaby slides to the lower stage. Ivy dances behind him. In fiery red letters, the clock flashes 11:30. Ivy sees it, pauses, then runs off stage. Gaby whirls around and freezes. Ivy is gone. Gaby dances across the stage with frenzied twirls as he searches for her. He slides on his knees to the poster. Staring at Ivy's smiling image, Gaby slowly puts on his cap, then leans against the poster and bows his head. The spotlight dims. The curtain falls. curtain dissolves to the billboard. Gaby stands lost in his daydream.
Hey, Gabe.
Oh, hello, Chip.
I got kind of worried that you wouldn't come back.
Yeah, thanks, Chip. I'm okay.
I know how tough you're taking this, Gabe.
I know you know. That's why I love you.
Come on.
Chip drapes his arm around Gaby's shoulder. Later, they return to the Shanghai Club.
When I danced in Imperial Palace before Tsar, he wept.
Gaby spots Ivy's dance teacher.
I had to do next number in galoshes.
Madame Delyaska.
Yes, what is it? Oh, Miss Smith's young friend.
Madame Delyaska, where is she?
Ooh.
Ivy Smith. She had to go to a big society party. Maybe you know where she is.
Big society party. This party is at Coney Island, the playground of the rich.
Coney Island?
Yes, at D.U. Avenue and the boardwalk.
I know where she is.
Coney Island? What's she doing there?
I don't know.
Well, come on, let's go.
Don't worry, I know the shortest way out. We'll be there in no time.
Let's go. And if I don't get my cab back...
Hey, look over there. That's him.
That's the cab. Cab.
Everyone piles into the cab. Hildy's boss and the police climb into a patrol car and take off after them. Ozzy pokes his head out of the cab's sunroof and waves his cap.
Yowlee! Hey, fellas, where's the fire? We're the fire! Hey, they're after us!
Who?
The cops!
Hildy, step on it!
Okay.
Hey, Hildy, they're catching up with us. I can see their faces.
No fun for them either. They can see yours.
No kidding, Hildy. Do you think we can lose them?
Sure, I know a place right across the Brooklyn Bridge where no one will find us.
Yeah, what is it?
Brooklyn.
With the police in close pursuit, a wide-eyed Hildy races across the Brooklyn Bridge. The early morning sky starts to glow pearly gray over the Manhattan skyline.
Ozzy, get up there. You can see better. Are they close?
Oh, any closer and we'd be chasing them.
Hildy, you better go faster.
Hurry, Hildy.
Come on, give her the gun.
Hold on.
Calling Shore Patrol, calling all police cars in the vicinity, coming off the east end of Brooklyn Bridge, heading east.
Okay, let's go.
In Brooklyn, another patrol car joins in the pursuit.
Wow, we just picked up another one.
The cab swerves around an oncoming car and through an alley. Two police motorcycles race straight toward them, veering off to either side just in time. They spin around and join the chase. Hildy grins savagely as her passengers cower in fear. She gives Chip a reassuring pat on the knee. Now they turn onto a side street. Another police motorcycle tears after them.
I bet we're losing them now.
Losing them? They're multiplying like schmooze.
Hey, pull into that fruit stand.
They bounce onto a sidewalk, pull a store awning over the car, and cover the side with a sign. The sign reads, "Shave and a haircut." The police race past.
I wonder who's minding the police station.
Hildy pulls back into the street. Gaby replaces the sign, then runs to catch up with the cab. He hops onto the trunk and dives into the open sunroof. Later, at the Coney Island Amusement Park, the cab pulls to a stop.
Well, this is Tillyou Avenue and the boardwalk. I wonder what she could be doing here.
Doesn't look like a big society party to me.
Shut up, Chip.
Ivy dances on a small stage dressed as a harem girl. Gaby spots her.
Ivy!
She's the hottest
girl, Billy.
Ivy rushes off stage. Gaby follows her.
Keep away from me. Keep away from me. Well, now you know everything. Here I am, Miss Turnstiles, the famous celebrity. This is my big society party. What are you doing here? You're not in the blue book.
Ivy, why did you leave me? I thought I'd never see you again.
I had to come to work. Don't you see? I work here. That's what I do. I'm a coach dancer. But I have to work because I owe Madame Dilyovska money for my lessons, and I have to pay her. Excuse me. I have to go on now.
Ivy, I don't care about any of that. I don't care what you do. All I care about is that I found you again. Ivy, I thought I'd lost you forever. Why did you run away?
I couldn't tell you about this. I lied to you so much.
Did you think that would have made any difference?
And Madame Dilyovska threatened to write what I was doing to my parents in Meadowville.
Meadowville? Meadowville, Indiana?
Yes, I'm from there. And I had Miss Hodges for American History, too.
Oh,
Holy smoke!
Do you hear what she said? She's from Meadowville.
No!
Well, that explains everything.
The police arrive. Oh. They pile through the stage door.
The cops!
Ivy, you're on!
I gotta hide! Where am I gonna hide?
Oh, where have I heard that before?
The police barge through the door.
Come on, we're calling the joint.
The police spread out backstage. Dressed in harem outfits, Claire and Hildy rush on stage and try to hide behind the other dancers. They glance off stage and frown. The three sailors wear harem outfits over their uniforms and long-haired wigs with turbans. The sailors lower their veils and shoot the girls a mischievous grin. They back away straight into Tracy, the cop.
Hey, you girls see any sailors back here?
Sailors?
Yeah.
Who'd notice a sailor with you around?
Hey, you're pretty cute.
So are you.
Get out there. Make with the windows. We gotta sell some tickets.
A curtain opens with the sailors on stage. Tracy scowls at them.
Come on, follow me. Come here.
The three sailors start to do the Charleston. Tracy watches their clumsy dancing with a leering grin. The sailors wave their hands in the air and wiggle their fingers.
Come on, this way.
They crook their arms like Egyptians and collide into each other.
Sing.
Where will you come to me?
The cops gather around to watch. Tracy's leering grin fades as Ozzy's harem pants fall down, revealing his white sailor pants underneath. Chip and Gaby notice Ozzy's pants and run off stage. Ozzy waddles after them.
Wait for me!
They yank off his harem pants and head for the stage door, just as the cops come in. They run across Ivy's stage. Still wearing their harem outfits, the sailors dash back and forth across the stage, with the cops chasing after them. They try an exit door. More policemen stand outside. They tear through the audience, scattering chairs behind them, then leap back onto the stage. The sailors rush through the stage door. Gaby motions toward a van parked outside. They jump in the back and shut the doors behind them. The doors read, Shore Patrol, U.S. Navy. A grinning naval officer locks the doors just as the cop arrives.
They're all yours.
The cop returns to the chaos in the theater.
All right, nobody leave. I'm taking you girls along the night court. The rest of you stay here for questioning.
Wait a minute, where are the boys?
The Shore Patrol took them back to the ship. It's a break for them.
But they didn't do anything.
You can't do that.
Well, we haven't even said goodbye to them.
Now, now, little one, don't get upset.
Just a minute. We got a right to know what the charges are.
Oh. So you want to know what the charges are?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, speeding. Stealing a taxi cab. Destroying a dinosaur. And in general, disturbing the peace of our fair city.
What? For that you separate three sailors and their girls without allowing them a goodbye kiss? For that you throw three kids on a one-day pass in the brig? Speeding. Ivy, tell them why we were speeding.
Well, Gaby thought he'd never see me again.
There.
And your dinosaur. Why, Professor, you ought to feel proud about that dinosaur.
What?
You ought to feel proud that three sailors from the United States Navy got off the ship for one day, and what did they do? Were they thirsty for hard liquor? No. They were thirsty for culture. Were they running after girls? No. They came running to the museum to see your dinosaur. For months out at sea, they were dreaming about your dinosaur. Is it any wonder that seeing it face to face, overcome by emotion, that one of them fell against it and broke it a little? Why, I'll bet if that dinosaur could speak, he'd say what any public-spirited citizen would. For the Navy, anytime!
Yeah!
The cab! We didn't steal it. It was my last fare for the day. And the biggest fare this cab company has ever had. $287.50. And why did I keep this fare all day, ladies and gentlemen? Because I know my duty toward the servicemen.
A cop cheers. The others glare at him.
There was this one. He was just a little fella. Skinny little runt. He kept pestering me and following me around. I couldn't shake him off. And finally, he kind of got under my skin. You would have done the same. He wanted to see the beautiful sights of our beautiful city of New York. And I showed him plenty.
And what do you think these boys think now of our New York hospitality? Where's our civic pride? Why, we should have hugged them to our bosoms and said, boys, the town is yours.
A police sergeant dabs his forehead.
How about the speeding, Mulroney?
As a matter of fact, they weren't doing much over 35.
They were crawling along at a snail's pace.
They were practically going backwards. Oh.
Tracy steps forward.
Just a minute. Folks, it's 5:15. And these kids have just got time enough to get down to the ship and say goodbye to the fellas. Now, I want to see some action, and I'm going to start.
Tracy takes off his hat and drops money into it. He passes it around the crowd. Other cops do the same. Morning at the shipyard. The burly construction worker wanders toward us.
I feel like I'm not out of bed yet.
From above, we see Gaby, Ozzy, and Chip being escorted toward their ship by the shore patrol. Two policemen on motorcycles lead Hildy's cab onto the dock.
Get him, Ozzy!
Ivy! Hildy!
The girls jump out and run into their sailor's arms. The couples embrace with passionate kisses. The sailors sprint onto the ship and stand at the railing. The clock reads 6 o'clock a.m. As the couples wave longingly to each other, dozens of sailors burst out of the ship and sprint onto the dock. A trio of fresh-faced sailors stops to admire the skyline. Gaby, Ozzy, and Chip stand waving at Ivy, Claire, and Hildy. Our view rises to the Manhattan skyline, silhouetted against an early morning sky. A title reads, The End, made in Hollywood, USA by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Credits appear. Cast, Gene Kelly as Gaby, Frank Sinatra as Chip, Betty Garrett as Brunhilde Esterhazy, Ann Miller as Claire Huddison, Jules Munchen as Ozzy, Vera Ellen as Ivy Smith.